Remember this one?
No, Scotty, not that again.
Hey there, Stiz.
Dictor, I'm glad you can make it. What's going on?
Not a hell of a lot. What's on your mind?
Well, Dave, according to my most recent calculations, and factoring in all of the ignorant sycophant cop callers, there are in excess of 1 billion police in this world.
Jesus fuck, that's a lot of pigs.
Don't I know it. So, shouldn't we rally folks against this insidious disease?
Yes, and I propose we start with a name change.
Okay, well, let's drink to it.
To the good, the bad, and the leftover crack!
And to billions of dead!
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio special officer-friendly episode. Let's get things moving with leftover crack and doing some gang control, covering Morning Glory, coming off Fuck World Trade.
I'm being hunted by Bellfish and Blue, and these graphic spooks are our own thing you do. With municipal shovels are a thing you have.
What is going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a special little officer-friendly episode going on tonight. But before we get back to the music, let's say what's up to the rest of the Pogo crew. I'm talking about the lovely rude girl Jessica, Sean Bedlam, and that crusty fucker Josh. How the hell are you guys?
What's up,
what
Pogo
is up?
Land?
I think I got a boner for this episode. I'm like really, really excited for
all
this
Josh's
one.
Idea.
Yeah, this is a Josh.
He's been screaming
Josh
about
episode.
This episode for fucking weeks. So we're finally doing
we're
it.
We're gonna do
now,
it.
Josh didn't pick out all the songs on this, but he did pick out a far majority of them, and I think it's gonna be a good episode. And you know that crusty fucker Josh is the one who said we were opening up with leftover crack. Now I know there's some good Stizza and leftover crack choking victim stories in this room. So I've told a couple of mine before. Sean, why don't you tell one of your leftover crack stories?
Okay, so I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, me and my brother Colin and a buddy of ours we were drinking, and then we did some blow, and then we were riding high pretty good, and we went to the Leftover Cracks show. And then after Leftover Cracks set, we saw a door, and we were like, let's go up that door. Let's see where that door goes.
Let's go up that door.
Let's find out where that door goes. So we opened the door, and it led up to a staircase. We went up the staircase, and we found this big-ass room. It was like an attic-type thing, and like Leftover Crack and like a bunch of other people were hanging out up there. And someone stops at the door like, yo, who are you guys? And we're like, we were just seeing what was going on up here. Like, we were curious. And then SZA was like, hold on. He doesn't know any of us. But he's like, you guys can hang out up here if you can catch these ice cubes I got in your mouths. And he threw them like literally like across the, it was like a pretty big ass room too. So he threw each and every, like all three of us, an ice cube, and we all missed. And then they fucking escorted us down the stairs, and that was it. That was the end of the fucking story. We didn't get to hang out up there. We're like, fuck. So we went downstairs and drank some more. That was it. That's the end of the story.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, let's keep it moving with a regular we play on Pogo City Radio, a band who we just caught with Blank 77 at QXT's. You know I'm talking about the Casualties, and they played this. Here's a little bit of Police Brutality coming off the first full length for the punks. Casualties on Pogo City. Let's keep moving right along with Blanks and Police Attack.
Attack! 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 Attack!
All right, all right. Now, that was Blank 77 with Police Attack coming off Killer Blanks and the split with Fucking Faces with London on there as well. But, yeah, Jess and Sean, both times, I played this song like 3 times today, and Jessica in the car goes,
"Wait, did you?"
Yeah, I did.
That's the first time I've heard a song today, at least.
Earlier.
Yeah, well, you weren't with me all day, were you?
No, I wasn't, so that's fucking news to me that you played 3 times.
But fucking Jess said, she was like,
"Yeah, all right, I love Blanks, so I'm not talking any shit. I just, I thought that it kind of sounded like one of the Bob the Builder fucking toys, like, stop, pull over, you know, like the sirens and shit.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, that.
Sean said it as the song was playing just now.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if that's what they, like, used to, like.
I think that is what they used.
To do the recording for that
like
song.
It sounds like one of the cars.
I have that album. I have Killer Blanks. I have, like, the fucking Germany release.
Yeah, with Hound Dog on it. You got to bring that shit over so we can play Hound Dog.
When was the last time we fucking played vinyl?
I can play
here?
Vinyl. It's all you got to do is shit, get a mute
man,
button,
fuck,
man.
Fuck. All right, we got to do that. It's a good song. I'm not going to talk shit on Blanks, but it does sound like that's not the way police siren sounds.
Like, I had a toy where it had like 5 buttons on the top, and it was a police car, and like one of them was like, "Stay calm, help is on the way," and the other one was like, 10-4 dispatch responding to reckless driver." It sounds just like that. It's pretty fucking funny.
My son has a Hess truck, and it's got a button on it that I think sounds pretty much just like that. It makes like a siren sound or whatever. So yeah, that's what made me think of it.
All right. Now, of course, opening up the show with Leftover Crack, that was on Josh. You know the Casualties and Blank songs were me. Now here's one from Jessica with Operation Ivy and Officer. Right now, that was Operation Ivy. And as that song was going, we were talking about the Blanks, Killer Blanks album and the German release versus the American release and this is and that. But as we were talking about it, Sean was saying that when we were at his brother's house, Colin, he put the record on one time and Mike was there. And Sean goes, "Hey, I got the Japanese release of Killer Blanks." And Mike's like, "No, you don't." And he's like, "Yeah, I do." And he's like, no, what did you say? You didn't say German. You said the Japanese release.
I said the Japanese release because
I did say that. I'm sorry
to
get drunk.
I found it on eBay, and it said it was a Japanese release. I know there's a Japanese release out there.
No, there's not. You were arguing with the man who put the album
shit.
Out.
Oh, shit. All right. My bad.
He was like, "Nah, dude, there's not a Japanese one." And you were like, "Yeah, dude, this is the Japanese one." And he was like, "No, it's the German one."
Yeah, he looked at the record, and he was like, "Yeah, this is the German one. I was like, "Oh, all right, whatever." Shit. Whatever.
All right. Well, I just thought that was funny, arguing with the people in the
I probably shouldn't have argued with Mike over what, like, released that album that his band put out. Whatever.
All right. All right. Let's keep the set list moving and do a little Days and Days with Save a Life. Now, you guys can go back in to the archives and hear us talk to
Jesse from Days and Days.
There you go.
And he's also in Escape from the Zoo,
who will probably also be playing a little bit later. But go back in the archives. I think the show's called something like Jesse's on Pogo or something like that. Won't be that fucking hard to find. So go look for it if you're a Days and Days or fucking Escape from the Zoo fan. Also, trying to set up a show with them. They were on tour, but they're bouncing around a lot. Weren't able to get a date with them that's synced up quite yet, but we are going to have them around here sometime soon. So look out for them. Here's Days and Days with Save a Life.
Life and kill a cop, back inside robotic job, red and blue lights, flood the streets, highlights another tragedy. You reach for your ID, you pick it, just another sentence, take another innocent to pull a blood, I guarantee that single walk. Better mind your peace and cues, and John Lowe will come for you. The power driven terror as the feet of your obedience. Perk your ears and know your rights. Tribulation, join the fight. Rid the world of all police. Go out and kill a cop.
They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. Still dead man, the boot, you're the bug. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. Still go save a life, kill a cop. You're all the same, red lies and lust operate. Now an age is still best as the murder. And it comes to drive these police. You mind what we say? We live for justice, we'll see what that it is. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. They're dead and the booty and the bug. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. They're close to my life, kill a god.
All right, that was Save a Life by Days and Days.
And once again, this is our cop-friendly version of Pogo City Radio.
Officer down.
But what was I going to say now? I was thinking of folk punk, right? It was fucking hilarious. I put out this meme that I came across. I think, I don't know where it came from. I think
it came from me.
Jessica, but you put it
I
on the Pogo
thread.
Oh, the
Pogo
thread.
And I put
it
on my
head or whatever.
It was fucking great. Mm-hmm. It said every folk pant ever. And it was a scene from Toxic Avenger when he's sitting with the blonde chick with the accordion and he's got the fucking parking cone on his head covered in mud. It was fucking hilarious and so fucking true.
No, I've seen that circulating quite a bit on a Facebook group that I'm in. Shout out to Heather.
There you go, Heather. All right, let's get back with the music. Kick it up with a little NYHC and Agnostic Front with Police Violence.
Just like the rest, but they'll continue to tase us.
All right, that was Agnostic Front. Here's a little bit of Cock Swar. Back to Britain. Some Riot Squad through all you chaps out there in cheery old England.
When we were at school, our body had its dust. Fighting the law with the rest of us. Smoking and drinking, acting cool. They started treating him like a fool. Then he stayed on his own for most of the time. Dreaming dreams of a life of crime. In and out of trouble, he cheated and lied. But who the fool, he joined the other side. He's in the Riot Squad. The What a Fight Squad. The Shoot on Sight Squad. For law and riot. Down to ends and with the boys in blue. It's amazing what a few weeks can do.
All right, some interesting private conversations going on at Pogo HQ that we can't get into right now. So let's keep the music playing and go with a little bit of punk core, defiance, covering Upstart, a little bit of Police Aggression.
Yeah.
Lion. Now, so the conversation arose, what 69 are you more comfortable in? Now, Sean, you and Josh were really the ones talking about this. So,
yeah,
so
how you guys do it together.
Yeah, so elaborate how it goes down. Who's on top when you
the
and
girl
Josh
is 69? On top. The girl's on top.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've done
so
it
Josh,
the opposite way. I've done it the opposite way. Well, but it's weird for me doing the opposite
wait,
way.
Wait, so which way do you do it, Sean? Preferably?
Girl on top.
All right. So I'm all good about, you know, the girl being on top is like my favorite thing. But at the same time, my only problem, like, I love being on top, but my only problem is like most girls can't handle it. You know, like with, you know, me, like, you know,
to me, and I think my biggest pet peeve with it is like when I want to look down and see what you're doing. To me, the upside down version of it is not as aesthetically pleasing.
So here's
then the right.
Look, you can still look.
Well, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like
this.
like a blowjob. A blowjob when you're doing it.
Actually,
when the girl's on top,
more
you can see
way.
Her tits. Her tits are like flopping on like your like thighs and shit. Like I like that.
All right.
So that's my thing.
We'll check this out. Right. See, I. Like, the girl on top is generally easier because it's easier. It's
and
hard
so
to
it's,
be with the girl being on the bottom. Sometimes they just can't take it. You know what I mean? Like, the guys,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
they just can't.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what's
yeah.
good about the girl being on the bottom sometimes is when their head hangs off the bed a little and then you're on top, you right. really get
yeah,
to some skull fucking.
And then you fucking you make my throat bleed.
Oopsies.
To me,
the girl on top
is the easiest way to get a deep throat.
The girl on top is just easier to do, and so and like, I want to just see you blow me with my, with your tits like, banging off.
Yo,
like,
Sean is getting drunk tonight, man. Sean is getting drunk tonight.
That means that Andrew and Sean are going to be
I'm
having
not
sex
saying
tonight.
My favorite 69. Okay, the guy
and
said
now
there's
the song,
that's
because
it.
I just made Andrew uncomfortable.
I don't necessarily have a problem
Jess?
With the
who's on
with,
top
with being on top.
With the 69,
I said no. Bad.
Yo, I have talked about you like dyking it out while we're recording.
Oh my god, I just keep. Oh my god. Okay. My favorite 69 position is definitely when I can just sit on a guy's face. For sure.
What's that 69 and if you're sitting on the
no,
guy's face?
That's not a 69 at all.
So
believe 69. Me, I like...
Okay,
you just
yeah,
about
I like
no. I love just telling a girl to sit on my face.
No,
because
69.
God damn it if I don't love
if
eating
I,
pussy.
If I really have to like suck, I want to concentrate on sitting on the guy's face. I don't want to suck a dick too, you know what I mean? Like,
I love if 69 I because I just love oral
I do like
sex
being underneath
general.
Though, I'm not going to lie, because I like several other things about a man.
I love getting my dick sucked,
you know,
I love
area.
Eating pussy.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I hearing is somebody playing a rusty trombone?
Rusty trombone.
Is somebody good. Playing rusty trombone right
I like,
now?
I like, all right, I've done things that most women have not done. And let's just say it's fun and I enjoy myself.
All right, let's just say Sean's the only one in this room who has not had his asshole eaten.
I haven't. I already said it before. I've never gotten my ass licked. So,
and I'm sorry, ladies, but Sean is a married man. So, if anybody wants to eat his ass, you know, just forward that, you know, to me, because I'm not a married man. So,
Josh is like single and looking for the night. All right, let's get back to our officer friendly episode. Let's go back to 1978, Angelic Upstart, first single, The Murder of Little Towers, Pogo City Radio.
Police kill little towers!
Yeah.
Why the fuck was the guitar solo not in there? How did that shit cut out before the guitar solo? That's the best fucking part of that song. What the fuck just happened? That's how it ends. Who the fuck messed that up? It goes into update meta, and then they go into that awesome little solo. What the fuck just happened? I am mad as fuck right now.
I'm just about to write a comment on YouTube and shit.
You know, yeah, type that shit in. Where the fuck is the solo? Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
where
go ahead.
Where the fuck is the solo, you assholes? Typing it now.
The OP must be from Canada.
The fuck does that mean?
Because Canada fucks everything up.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
And
blame
Pogo City Canada. Has just commented on that YouTube video, where the fuck is the solo? But let's keep moving right along. Get to a little Jersey band, semi-local band, no longer in existence. But this band here was my first basement show at the Pirates Cove. Don't know what the fuck I was doing at the Pirates Cove, because let's just say that's not exactly my scene. But yeah, show was awesome, not gonna lie.
And
show was awesome.
And hey,
Pirates Cove a little weird for me though, sorry.
I know that the
a little too hippie for
the,
me.
The lead singer of our next band that we're going to play is actually played a couple shows at the Pirates Cove with this.
Just said that, but yeah, go
ahead. Yeah. Well, no, not this band, but the next band that we're going to play was also playing at the Pirates Cove.
You'll have to. So, are you talking about Hopeless Dregs, or are you not talking about Hopeless
Dregs? I'm talking
Dregs?
About the band that we're going to play after the Hopeless Dregs.
What band is that?
We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, I'm confused. This
it's
is Hopeless
a mystery.
Dregs of Humanity. This is coming off a Revolutionary Rock Apocalypse. I was listening to this album a lot when I was in ninth grade. I'm not going to lie, this isn't one of my favorite tracks off the album, but this album was great. See if you can find it on YouTube or something. Here's Officer Friendly by Hopeless Dregs of Humanity.
Hello, class. I would like to introduce somebody to you today. A friend of mine who I hope will be your friend for the rest of your life. Hugs and kisses, boys and girls, for Officer Friendly.
Officer Friendly. Don't you ever buckle up the bar, not already. If you try to sense the sense, put you in your place. You'll be being like a wild dog, you're like a slave.
I'm the sir.
All right, that was Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Pogo City, motherfucking radio. How the fuck you motherfuckers doing tonight? Jessica?
What is good?
Drunk.
Pogo Land. I'm getting really, there. I'm drinking the Svedka.
Like, I've had a bunch of really bad encounters with the police, like, you know, lately and also throughout my entire life. So this set list makes me really, really happy.
This is why Josh made it a thing.
See that, Justin Roland, our burps are completely organic.
You said that joke already.
Who? Yeah, but
what?
You know,
are you talking to me?
Co-creator of Rick
Wait,
and Morty.
Are you talking to me?
He's talking about Rick and Morty.
Justin? Oh, I thought.
But
you said
we totally support Rick and Morty on this show.
But
we'll get it fucked up. We'll get it fucked up.
Well, my problem with that is that Justin's burps are completely fake. Like he has
Who
to like go through
about?
Like long extents.
Co-creator of Rick and Morty.
Fucking Rick and Morty.
If you watch Rick and Morty,
he does voices on the show.
I didn't know that's the guy that did
like,
it.
Like, if you watch Rick and Morty, every time you hear a burp from Rick, I don't know, Morty, like all that's like completely, like, it's not faked. Like, he does it like.
Well, yeah,
know, like,
but how could it be real, though? You would have to time it like.
Yo, we talked about Rick and Morty enough.
You're not even a pothead. You're not even a pothead, and you're asking that kind of question. Like, what the timing would be if they had recorded real burps?
Andrew's right here. We're not talking about Rick and Morty. We're talking about killing cops. I mean, being anti-cop friendly.
Anti-cop friendly. But what the fuck? I was just going to say something else, and I lost my train of thought. Oh, right. We were talking about how Hopeless Dregs was my first basement show when I was at the ripe age of 13 at the Pirate's Cove.
Ripe age.
And
man, we were talking about that.
For those of you,
perfectly ripe.
For those of you who don't know, right, when I was 13, 14, I had my mohawk glued to the sky, wearing some type of torn up casualty shirt, all right, and that was all I was about. And I came across a CD of Hopeless Dregs. I didn't know much about them. Heard they were playing in Allentown. Went out there. Didn't know what the Pirate's Cove was, and it was just some hippie commune. And I mean, when you went into the bathroom, there was like 13 reasons not to use tampons, and fucking there was all this like anti-drug literature and anti-smoking stuff, and I was like, wow, this is kind of fucking weird to me. And like, I was there by myself too, but they were all cool and friendly and everything was nice, but like, it really was not my scene. It was a bunch of like college kids who were like, you know,
having sex with each other.
No, not at all. That's not at all where I was going with that. They were just real kind of, I'm not going to talk shit, but it was not my scene. So I didn't go back there. And then one night, a couple weeks later, I get a call from Liz. And Liz is like, Andrew, you have to come
Blasco.
Let's just put her on Front Street. She was like, you got to come get me right now. She's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, what's wrong, Liz? She's like, I'm at the Pirate's Cove. I was like, oh, shit. I'll come and get you. That place is scary. And fucking, I go flying out to Allentown. And fucking, I pick up Liz, and it's all like this vegan shit. Now Liz is all vegan and all completely would fit in at the Pirate's Cove. But that back then, she would not have. And fucking Liz was like, oh, my God, I just have to do something to cleanse myself. And I was like, I got you. We pulled up to the gas station at the corner, and we went in, and we stole beef jerky and ate a bunch of beef jerky to off the fucking crusty hippie shit germs that we got from the vegans. We went and stole beef jerky and ate a bunch of beef jerky to redeem ourselves. But yeah, Josh was saying that Mischief Brew used to play at the Pirate's Cove, so let's check them out.
No, the Orphans. The Orphans.
All right, the Orphans. Here's Thanks Bastards, Mischief Brew.
Liz is like the complete.
Thank you, Mr. Officer, great for all the things you said to me, for all the good that you have ever done. Without you, what would I be? All the gas upon my flames, my love and rage, I'll roll up into one. For every time your gun goes off, a new rebel is born. So when there's 41 bullets, there's 41,000 thorns in your side. We'll take a ride down to Precinct 29, and we'll sing and dance and break the code of silence. Commissioner, your monster is alive now. She's taken to the streets, crashing through your opera house and tearing at the seats. For all the times you sign your name, someone out there dies. Found a wallet, not a gun, and mother's wiping tears from her eyes. We despise your hollow truths and honest lies. Now you can sing the monster into slumber. Of your power war, rob the right to steal the night, and rebels shall be born forevermore. You're the storm, we shall play after it pours, and joy is sure to come after your silence. Your joy is sure to come after your silence. Thanks, bastards!
Mischief Brew on the Officer Friendly Pogo City Radio. Let's go back with some more classic British punk rock. And you know I'm talking about my boys and the Exploited Army
Army.
Cop Cars, Pogo City Radio.
Cheers. Mama, cussing off the bay. Mama, cussing off the bay. Mama, cussing off the bay. Here they come. Have your pains, come on, shine, you get that fight. For the cops, they pick you up, take you away. But I hate cop cars. I hate cop cars. Mima. I hate cop cars. Downtown, push on the street, get me around my own local folks. They don't care when they run and run, but they're kind of a sort of kites. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. Mima. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. You got a bomb, have your face. Now it's time to get a fight. For the coach, they fuck you up. Get your way, but I hate cop cars. I hate cop cars. Mima. I hate cop cars.
Jessica just said she wants to fuck a guy from Wales.
I like the Fuck you, you cunt.
I'm not from Wales.
Type, you know, attitude. And no, look that shit up, dude. I'm telling you, he's from fucking Wales. I saw it the other day. I watched an interview with him. Go look it up right now. I bet you. You want to bet? Want to bet like a few bucks on it?
I'm not from Wales, but I got a Wales
I'll bet a few bucks on it because I'm positive. No, he's got that heavy ass Wales accent. He might be like Scottish descent, but he's from Wales, dude. Look it up.
Did you look it up? I remember you looking
it
up.
Yeah, I was watching
it. Because I thought it was from Scotland,
and they were like,
too.
We're with Waddy from Wales, and then they go right to the interview.
They he's really from, said Wales?
I'm pretty, yeah, I'm sure he's from Scotland, but hey, we'll look it up. We'll
look it up right now. Here,
we'll look it up. No, 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 no. We'll look it up during the next song or something.
But I'm going to start right now.
All
right,
well, the next song just happens to be our little Pogo City wild card, bitches.
Yeah.
Wild card, bitches. Yee-haw.
Now, I told you that the cool people over at Akai were hooking us up with a new fucking sampler, but I haven't gotten around to sending out the old one yet, so it's going to be some time. Sending that shit out tomorrow, swear to God, swear to God. But anyway, let's get back to the Pogo City wild card, bitches. And now there was a million and one rap songs that I could have chose tonight, but I had to go with one of the Godfather gangster rap hip-hop songs. You know I'm talking about Fuck the Police, coming off Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A.
Right about now, N.W.A. court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of N.W.A. versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police.
Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Motherfucker that sweats me, ain't the asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it
Fuck the police.
When I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK, cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as you all know, whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jurious finds you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want justice!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want justice!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Wild card, bitches! Yeah! Okay, well, alright, just a couple minutes left. Let's kick it over with another Jersey band. You know I'm talking about the Oi Scouts Police Harassment. Going out to Gabe and Matt. Alright, now we only got a quick couple of minutes left. Me and Sean have been talking about the Exploited in the UK 82 scene ever since the song has come on. So let's catch up a little. First of all, Jessica was trying to say Whitey was from Wales.
Waddy.
And we thought, why do I keep calling him Whitey?
I don't know, you always
fucking
do that.
Waddy,
Waddy
was from
Scotland.
Fucking, which is what we originally thought, including Jessica.
I even thought that, but then, I saw some like interview.
I don't know, you said that, but I don't
know. No, where they were saying he was from Wales. I'm
I don't remember
you.
That, but...
I do.
But anyway, we looked
it up.
Definitely Scotland. And then we got into the whole UK 82 subgenre. Now, if you haven't guessed it, UK 82, not one of my favorite genres of punk rock. Now, I love The Exploited, but I love the early Exploited albums, the early 7-inches, like before On Stage, you know, like Army Life and fucking Barmy Army and I guess Dogs of War. And then you get into, I think that's when the 12-inch comes out, the On Stage one. And then after that, Punk's Not Dead. Then pretty much after Punk's Not Dead, that's really where I see a change in the Exploited and really see the UK 82 scene really emerge with bands like GBH and Chaos UK, the Verruckers, who I have never been a fan of. There's not one Verrucker song I like, to be honest.
Ah, you're killing me, man.
The out of Verruckers, all my Verruckers, all the bands good. I just listed, Chaos UK definitely my favorite out of all of them. But
Chaos
usually
UK is definitely good, but you,
the later
how can,
Chaos
how the
UK
fuck can
for
you
me.
Not like the Verruckers, man?
No, I don't like one goddamn song they do. It's just noise.
Fuck
to me, I'm
you.
Sorry. It's just fucking noise.
Fuck you.
It's just noise and people with mohawks and studs and leather. That's all it is.
Whatever.
I'm talking mad shit. You've never heard of a Rooker song on here, I'll tell you that much. Fucking, what was our, there was really no debate. What were, we were just kind of discussing.
We were just, we were talking about, like, what.
Where I stopped liking the Exploited, and that's pretty much after
yeah,
the first one.
Exactly.
I like songs like Army Life, I Believe in Anarchy, fucking Alternative, Hitler's in the Charts Again. I could give.
And that's,
I don't like.
I, and
Troops
I
of
love.
Tomorrow.
All, I love all those songs.
I don't like Troops of Tomorrow. I don't. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a couple songs here and there. Like, I don't really like the Massacre album. I like Don't Pay the Poll Tax. I like Porno Slut, but I don't like half the songs on there. And like the whole Beat
but you're,
the
you're,
Bastards.
You're jumping
and all
ahead.
That.
You're jumping ahead for.
Well, what do you
like,
want to talk about? Let's Start a War. I don't like Troops of Tomorrow. I don't like.
Yeah. You, yeah. You skipped an album there.
Well, Let's Start a War and all that, and but I don't like, what was I saying? Troops of Tomorrow, I can't stand that fucking song, and I don't like...
You don't like that album at all?
Not really, to be honest. It's really annoying.
Well, Punk's Not Dead is always going to...
That's
me,
what
is
I
always
Exploited, that and Before.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's why, to me, like, the Exploited are always going to be one of my favorite punk bands, but I only ever think of them... From like 1982 and prior.
Yeah, and all, that's what I'm saying. Exactly, and prior. And, but like, just like, always the album, they were pretty much considered a new skinhead band. You know what I mean? Especially Waddy sporting the whole shaved head and the whole army thing. You know what I mean? They were definitely more of like a skinhead band, and then they changed into a punk band. And really, I think we're the whole, you know, showcase of the UK 82 scene as they progress. But yeah, also we were talking Exploited never had the same lineup on an album ever. That's crazy.
So what the fuck we got lined up next?
Well, it's gonna be the track that closes out this hour, coming up just over an hour now. We got that crusty fucker Josh passed out with his head on the keyboard, his idea to do the officer friendly episode. Let's close it. Let's close it out right with the unseen and police brutality. Gonna say good night, talking about the lovely rude girl Jessica. Good night,
Bedlam,
and that crusty fucker.
We'll see you
Josh.
Soon.
Good night and fuck the police, you bastards.
Oh, he woke up.
He heard his name and propped his head up. Now it's back down on the table. All right, it's been fun. We love you, baby.
The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police. The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police. The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police.
Let's
say once and for all, the policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.